What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled Sharmutas on Dating Apps Are Not Even Hiding the Fact Anymore That They're Looking for Money on the Internet from Any Simp. So as we can see here, guys, I'm on Bumble. Every now and then I go on Bumble and Tinder, and just to see the type of damaged, broken, fat, ugly, just horrible woman out there, guys. So as we can see here, we have this Filipina looking bitch. She has her Cash App, says bless me for a surprise. Obviously she expects money, and quite frankly, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if people actually gave her money before. Let's go through her profile. Her name is Sadie. Says right here, hi Sadie and I. Hi Sadie. Wait a second. My bio. Hi, Sadie and I enjoy trying new foods and shopping in my spare time. Okay. So this is, well, first of all, okay, I think this is a scam, guys. I genuinely think that this is a scam, okay? So it says new here. So this looks like it's something that was created recently. Hi, Sadie and I enjoy trying new foods and shopping in my spare time. Grammar is horrible. I'm looking for a man that can provide and protect someone who could take care of my needs. The fact that she's saying am instead of I am is a very strong indicator that Sadie might be a Filipina. I know Filipinas in Egypt, guys, they don't say I am going, they say am going, am coming. And Filipino women are very, very money hungry, and they're very opportunistic. Obviously, this girl over here, she does look Filipina. So this can really be her and or another Filipina girl. And again, guys, these women, all it takes is one simp to send them a couple $100 and they're good. Obviously, this bitch is saying, hey, I'm just looking for a beta male provider. I'm just looking for somebody to give me money. Look at this, guys. Fun, casual dates, intimacy without commitment. Yeah, some Filipina. Her location is somewhere here in Florida. That may or may not be true. Obviously, she has an iPhone. Somebody's paying for that pussy, dude. Somebody's definitely paying for Sadie's pussy. And again, guys, no woman is gonna come out here and just say, hey, give me money, unless she knows she is capable of getting money. And this is what I've been telling you guys all along, dudes. If the bitch is decent looking enough and she's young, she's gonna sell pussy, dudes. It's that simple, guys, you know? I don't care if she's Muslim, I don't care if she's Christian, she's gonna sell pussy. If she's decent looking, she's young, she wants to play with her pussy. It's obviously that Sadie here had money from simps. It's obvious that guys took her out on lavish trips, expensive dinners, went on a shopping spree with her. And she's attractive, no doubt about that. And this is what you guys need to understand, dudes. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. There's only two types of women out there. There's the Sharmuta and the woman who is jealous of the Sharmuta. This woman is a Sharmuta, dudes, okay? This is why she's like, give me money, because trust and believe, there are niggers out there giving this Sharmuta money. And then you get the fat, ugly woman who are deranged feminists because nobody wants to give them money, you know? So this is what you guys out there gotta understand, man. Women at this point in their life, they're like, hey, just give me money. You know, in the past, you know, like Patrice O'Neill said, you know, being with a woman is a lot like having a car. You can't have a car unless you got wheels on it, right? You know, it's like a woman, you know, a woman who has a vagina is like a car that has wheels on it. But you know what? Sometimes we might like a car that has AC, power steering, heated seats, sunroof, you know. We like a little bit more than pussy. And with women, it's the same thing with us men, you know. Yeah, women want money, but usually they would, like, love you, take care of you, you know, small things here and there, act as if they're interested in you and they care for you. Now, women are just flat out saying, hey, just give me money, man. Just give me money. And again, there are simps out there who are giving these women money. You guys need to understand this really good, dudes, okay? Like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is the simps, soy boys, manginas who empower, encourage, and enable them to be like Sadie over here, guys, okay? This is why I'm saying we can't go back to the way things were until these beta males / simps are exterminated. Now, how are these people gonna, how are these weak, pathetic men are gonna be exterminated, you know? That's up to God. All I know is, guys, you can't be in a simp-based economy anymore. You can't compete. Trust and believe, there's some simp who probably cash-apped Sadie $500, $1,000, $5,000, took her on a trip to, Waikiki, shit like that, okay? You guys need to understand this really good, okay? If you're Chad, you can simply tell a woman, bust it wide open and you got it. You don't have to take her out. You don't have to sweet talk her. You don't have to give her money. Just simply tell a bitch, bust it wide open. Opposite of that, you get some decent looking woman like Sadie right here who can openly say, hey, just give me money. Okay, this is where we are, guys. Okay, again, every woman out there wants to be like Sadie. Every woman out there wants to make money without working. Now, in the past, or in more traditional, you know, third world poverty stricken countries, where a woman may not be hot enough to be to have access to men giving her money, these women would be like, hey, I'm gonna bust it wide open for you. I'm gonna give you the girlfriend experience. I'm gonna act as if I care for you, but as long as you give me some money, I'll go through the motions, which is fine because that's how women were throughout history. But now, with the simp-based economy, you know, you get a cutie like Sadie over here, you're not going to compete with the ugly multimillionaire who's going to give her $1,000. You can't compete with that, okay? You can't tell her, oh, you got to be exclusive with me when some guy is taking her on a private jet to fucking Dubai, okay, guys? So the bottom line, the two takeaways from this video, guys, is number one is that women have taken off the mask. They're purely about the money. That's all they want. They don't want to offer anything else, and there's guys paying for it, which leads us to number two. You can no longer be part of the simp economy where you compete with guys, multiple guys who have more money, more resources than you. You're not gonna be able to compete, and quite frankly, you should not be competing with other dudes because it's a race to the bottom, okay? If you have to compete with multiple dudes to get a girl's attention / validation, you're gonna lose, dudes, because eventually you're gonna run out of resources, eventually you're gonna run out of money. So I just wanted to show you guys that, yeah, women are purely about the money nowadays, okay? The mask has fallen off. There is no unicorn. There is no Nawalt. There is no twin flame. She's special. These hoes are all about the Benjamins now. 100%. Only way you can make it maybe 70-80% about the money is if you go to a third worlded country and you have a girl who's not hot enough to be able to get rich simps. That's really your only hope in 2025. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.